This is the Business Today Daily News Podcast. Here are the top stories. Tech behemoth IBM India has reportedly fired nearly 300 employees from its services division as it looks to reinvent its operations and fulfill the changing demand of the customers. The US-based IT major let these employees go as it focuses on emerging technology like artificial intelligence and reduces exposure to traditional services. A total of 44 US states have filed a lawsuit against as many as 20 generic drug manufacturers, including 7 Indian firms. Among these Indian firms, 5 have been sued by the state attorney generals and 4 are under Department of Justice investigation. The multi-state lawsuit seeks damages and civil penalties against the pharma companies for allegedly running a coordinated campaign to artificially inflate the prices of more than 100 drugs between 2013 and 2015. Glenmark could face the highest penalty of $873 million, while Aurobindo the least at $13 million. Paytm has unearthed an over rupees 10 crore fraud following a probe into a large percentage of cashbacks earned by small merchants and delisted hundreds of sellers apart from sacking many employees, its head Vijay Shekhar Sharma said yesterday. While the number of sellers would reduce, such stringent actions will ensure better ecosystem for the consumers, he said. After a deadly crash in Indonesia, American Airlines pilots called a meeting to press Boeing executives for safety changes to the 737 MAX aircraft, US media reported yesterday. The call for changes, which could have required the best-selling aircraft model to be temporarily grounded, were reported by the New York Times and CBS News after they obtained an audio recording of the November 27 meeting between the American Airlines pilots union and officials from the aircraft manufacturer. But the meeting shows that pilots were already worried about the safety of the model following the October 2018 crash in Indonesia of a Lion Air 737 MAX 8 that left no survivors of the 189 people on board. The 737 MAX is currently grounded worldwide after the March crash of Ethiopian Airlines Flight 302. The government yesterday again extended its deadline to impose retaliatory import duties on 29 US products, including almond, walnut, and pulses, till June 16. A notification of the Finance Ministry said that implementation of increased customs duty on specified imports originating in the US has been postponed from May 16 to June 16 this year. These deadlines were extended several times since June 2018, when India decided to impose these duties in retaliation to a move by the US to impose high customs duties on certain steel and aluminium products. The RBI needs to go in for a larger rate cut, more than 25 basis points, in the next monetary policy review in June to reverse the current slowdown in the economy, said a research report by the country's largest bank, SBI. The Reserve Bank of India had cut the key short-term lending rate by 25 points each in its last two policy reviews and is slated to announce the next bi-monthly policy on June 6th. And that's all we have for you on the Business News Podcast for today. Do tune in tomorrow for more news. Bye.